Jeez, isn't that something, man? Yeah, it's all preserved nowadays. Well, you think then what it took to preserve something like that, to
Yeah,
videotape it.
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah,
Some of
amazing. I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
I remember that. That was some of the great times, though. You know, the juggling jam at the end of the nights.
Yeah, I brought back juggling jams in the morning last year.
Oh, that's a better idea. Well, yeah. I'm not sure with the show schedule Dan and I went for. I'm not sure I would have done too much extra in the morning, but it was fun to burn out whatever flicker was left in the flame at night. That's for sure.
Whole group
I remember that
laughing
in
in the
Texas
morning.
Renaissance Festival. It was so crazy. We had the spot. We could perform whenever we wanted. And I think we did, and I think like 10 or 11 a day was our record once. It was incredible. So much energy.
Impressive.
Yeah. But you know, hey, everything was there. Well, good, man. Let's dig in. Let's just do use this time for the 30-day challenge. I know we're gonna do your whiteboard on Thursday, and then we got some other private stuff we'll do. So yeah. So tell me a little bit about what's going on with the money game, where the resistance is, and I wanna dedicate see what we can do to set up a plan just for the next week or two so you could.
Okay. Yeah. Well, actually, I'm in a better place than when I wrote you an email yesterday.
Oh, good.
More things to
Sometimes just, yeah.
more
And
ideas.
it's not unusual that sometimes just, shining a light on the dark spot lights it up a bit. So it's great, right? All you want about that.
Nefarious. I'm going to spend all day Monday and Tuesday trying to do something. Yeah. Anyhow, I mean, basically, I pretty much not done anything until Monday or Tuesday, maybe Saturday.
Wow,
I mean,
okay.
I put out one. Like one was something I'd done for a number of years, a local campground. I thought it was done a couple of times each summer, and so I, reached out to them before they reached out to me this year. If they were, and just saying, "Hey, here's a couple dates for this summer," and I've not heard back yet, which is unusual for them. I just sent a reminder email yesterday. I think I got my notification that it was open today. But so that's one actual proposal that I had gotten out. And I think I've booked a couple other things, but if they were like in con you know, people contacted me, and I think they were
Right.
started prior to the game, so I don't know if technically count, but
Okay.
anyhow, so I was looking what I started looking at yesterday and today specifically was some fairs, county fairs, state fairs in the fall after the Renaissance Festival, some things. And I'm looking on my computer, and I've got a thing that, oh, like back in 2014, I got information on some of these things and maybe emailed them then once, kind of thing.
Okay, so
Let's put it out there. And so I could just tell you one of my thoughts this morning, specifically in reference to the county fairs, and looking up, they can find your list of county fairs from Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin. And so I've got, a few. Actually, summer's real good for me right now. I've actually summer is much better than last year at this point. But a couple few weeks here. So I was thinking I could look in the open wakes, see what county fairs there are during those weeks,
okay.
and maybe send them, one of those kind of things you're talking about. Send it out,
Right.
with the amount on it to all of the ones during a time I'm open.
Okay.
And so I guess, so for me, what sort of, when I say that, what do you envision seeing that I'm shooting out to them?
Yeah.
Thing. And as opposed to just the email saying, here's my link to my promo video, here's my website,
Yeah, don't do that.
the type of
So
thing you've been talking about in the money game.
Right. So have you watched some of the podcasts where I talked about different ways to invite and create?
I have, yeah, I have.
Okay.
Kind of like while I was making lunch and stuff, so, and taking a few notes, but
Okay. No, that's perfect. Don't give them full focus, but but if I mean if you're just hearing it and the stuff's going in.
right.
So yeah. So I would really suggest taking a look at one of those, and one of them I just talked about a real simple template for getting something in front of them. I can bring it up on screen. We could look through it, but really, I mean, I think I even outlined what the template was.
You did.
Okay. So, hey, whip together a short little, I mean, a 30-second or 60-second at the most commercial and just get in front of them. And if there are ones you've talked to in 2014, like you say, just say, hey, I'm circling back around to this thing. It didn't work out back then for some reason. Want to talk to you about the summer season. Keep everything short, tight, send them to a link. Be able to track the link. Really be able to track it. I don't care if you use MixMax or any of the various plugins, but know when they open it so that, and if you happen to be around your office when you see that they open it, pick up the phone and call them right when they're looking at it. Just help that coincidence come to life.
Yeah.
I did that twice this morning. I was working at a coffee shop all morning because I have to get out of here to go write. But I went to write somewhere and I just saw this little thing pop up in the bottom. So-and-so opened your email and it's someone I've been waiting for. And I just walked outside, picked up the phone, called them. They're like, I'm just looking at your thing. It's just crazy that we can't have that coincidence help us. And then I ended up getting what I really wanted out of this phone call. So do you have something in place like MixMax or Stream or anything that tells you?
Not at the moment. I have a free thing added to my Mac Mail.
Perfect. Yeah, anything like that.
And it's you're limited how many times you can do something a month. But
okay.
And I do have Mago, but I haven't completely figured out the whole email connection. I think I once hooked up my email to test it, but I wasn't getting any response. Emails were not coming into that Mago feed, and so that's something I would have to get figured out.
Oh my gosh, yeah, please jump on the help board then and just get that set up, because I mean that thing will do it right away and it can send it to you to text too.
Yes.
Hold on one second, too. Let me just plug this laptop back in.
No problem.
I did your video the other day. Well, it was on my laptop right here, and I was just here in my studio. Oh my God, that felt so good. So I want to talk about that more. We'll talk about it on the whiteboard. I have some ideas about that. So you have the ability to do some video editing? You know how to do that.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
No, video editing is easy. That's kind of the, I enjoy doing that.
Awesome.
I always get a funky spot right behind my left shoulder, but other than that.
Oh, when you're video editing?
Well, anytime I'm at the computer for any length of time, I get my lower left shoulder blade. And I don't know why.
You know, I used to have those. Let me see this thing. I bought these years ago and I live on them. I will not go without them, actually. I can't work without them. Oh, here they are. They're called Ergo Rest. Oh, let me share the screen with you. These things are amazing. I have one for each arm and they just clamp to the side of my desk. And my whole arm, I don't use them when I'm standing up, but in the sitting desk, I used to always use them. Can you even see from this what it is?
I can.
This clamps to the desk and then they rotate all around, but it holds your whole arm. So there's no weight on the scapulas or any of that. So.
Yeah, I know. It does to me whether I'm standing or sitting, anything. And
right.
I don't technically have a desk. I'm in my closet office. This is literally.
Nice.
Closet, but I've got it set up. So it's a thing I can sit Indian style on. I can put my feet down. I can change where the desk is. I can stand up.
Yeah.
The different options in here.
Mm. Yeah, that neck stuff you did on the video day was like just prescribed for me. So I could never spend too much time slowly turning my neck or going to the extreme. I do this passive resistance thing too, where I kind of press into it and then I go a little further.
Sure. Yep. Yep.
PNR stuff, I think they call it. My chiro told me about this.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, it really helps me. Good. So back to the thing here. A bunch of templates there. I mean, one that really just pops up for me because you're so damn visual is just picking up the phone, doing a really quick 5-second intro. Hey, it's Tui Wilson. I want to check back in with you. And then boom, and then go to that video, have a voiceover about, all the things I mentioned on that template there, really what's in it for them, what their crowds will see, if they're for a fair, the kind of reaction you've gotten, your history in the market. The uniqueness of what you do, and then come back onto the screen at the very end and say, let's talk about your 2018 season. Doesn't have to be any more than that. And then just get medieval with getting it in front of them. Email, tag them on Twitter, social medias, if you have any Facebook, LinkedIn connection to them. Really, wherever you can find them, just get it in front of them. Also, call the office. If you get sent to voicemail, just say, hey, this is Tui Wilson. I just left you a email. A LinkedIn, I have all the things that you did, and just tell them everywhere you left it to go find the video, and then let's talk.
Yeah, because I think a lot of those this time of year are quite possibly not answering phones, especially some of your smaller county fairs.
Definitely.
Based on our local county fair, which I've done a number of times.
No, it would be tricky, but even if you open up the conversation and says, hey, we're not doing this until June, wonderful. Put me number one on your list. I'm adding it to my calendar right now for June 12th at noon. I'm going to call you and, just get it.
Yeah. No, it's actually, it's entirely locked, likely that most of these will have already done it.
Already booked.
Possibly. I know the Minnesota Fair Convention is early January.
Yep.
But I figure one of the other things to possibly get out of it is, you know, okay, so if you're already booked, can you tell me when's a good time next year? You know, for future, what's a good time of year to get a hold of you for, you know, if you're already booked? In which case, if I'm asking something like that, wait for a response, them telling me we're already booked, and then say, hey, that, or even include it in that, you know, same thing at the end, if you're already booked this year.
All the idea for that video is in that first email is to invite the conversation, you know, whether it's on email or on phone, whatever it is, it's just, you want to have that conversation. Don't take care of everything in the video, leave it a little open-ended. Tell them in the email that you send the video with, or the LinkedIn message or Twitter, when you're going to call them, and then just call them at that time. And if it goes to voicemail, just leave that voicemail again. But you know, it's really just a matter of like staying in the saddle, you know, and controlling the horse here.
I was going to say, and actually what I was thinking maybe, which I know you talked about somewhere, whether it was on one of the calls with someone else, which I listened to those or something, that, you know, for a lot of these county fairs and trying to send out, you know, to multiple ones on a week that I'm available. I think you talked about doing one that would be literally like, it's all of it in one shot, including here's what it would cost to have me, you know, so it's kind of the whole.
Right.
All thing in one shot to a bunch of these things. And
yep. Yeah, I know. I know. I think that was probably on one of the calls. I was telling someone just to get on the horn and do that. You know,
for bigger county fairs or state fairs, work on the connect and then from there.
Just a little bit. You know, I think you can probably get by with a little bit of connection, probably a little better. You know, and if it's someone you know, if it's someone you've worked with in the past, just get it out there. Fine to put a price in there if you need to. I'm really looking for one video, though. I mean, I'd love for you to make one video and establish it out. And the only thing that has to change has to be that opening where you just go, hey, Sheila, it's Tui. Haven't talked to you in a long time. And then, boom, kick into the thing that's already recorded.
Okay.
Yeah, just so make sure that the script for that is written enough so that it can be evergreen with whatever. You just know what the intro needs to be to lead into it.
So on something like that, obviously I'm talking and there's B-roll. You know, at any point in it, do I bother to have, you know, show footage that I'm not talking over, that's not B-roll, like there's an actual 10 seconds of, you know, a joke from the show or something, like in a promo video, or in this case?
Oh, yeah, no, that would be great if you wanted to edit it such that you left a little space in the middle and then a big joke comes on and then you go back into it. But even the ending where you come back on live, you don't need to record those and edit those in. Really, if you can just snap in that opening little piece. You come on live at the end, but it just says, let's talk about your end. So you probably want to make sure you're either wearing the same shirt when you record these, so it's not weird.
Right.
And you can get a list of them together and just shoot out 5, 10 in a row.
So I'm live at the beginning, and that would be something I might throw in, you know, personalized for each one that goes out.
Totally. Just record those. Make them 5 seconds. It's real easy to do that. I mean, for my thing, I would just go, hey, Larry, haven't talked to you in a long time. Check out what's going on here. And then, boom, same voice. Record on the same mic so it doesn't sound weird. And then just say, you know, here's what I've been up to, where I've been performing, some of the newest tricks in my show. Just time it with what's happening on the video and even some new jokes. Boom, stop the narration, let the joke play out, and then just come right back in. Love to talk to you about your 2018 season and how we could work together. And then just come back on live. See you soon. Or, you know, don't put when you're going to call them in that video because it may be different for each one. But hope to talk to you soon. And then in the email, just write, check out the short video. I'm going to call you 12. I'm going to call you noon on, you know, whatever. Pick the day and time to follow up. That gives them a deadline to watch it.
And so, like, we were just saying there, we're doing the personal one and however you worded that, you know, want to talk to you or whatever. So that's still at the opening before the video.
Correct. That's on your face. Just do a close up or whatever. And you may, and like I just say, just make sure you have something on a shirt, or they can't see your shirt if it's a full face view, you know, that just matches what they're going to see at the end.
Right. Right.
So it looks like something you actually just built for them.
Right.
Yeah, that'll be good for you. And you know, it's funny. I know the game's been going on, you know, what, about 7 weeks now, and you haven't gotten much going. So I don't want to push you into, you know, now you got to do it 100%. But if you just, even doing two, if you do two, you know, that's massive growth over zero. And then, you know, so if this week it's Tuesday, I mean, if you can get out 3, 4, 5 this week, that would be amazing. I mean, that's a huge jump. And just, but you know, it's funny. I also know about you, when you get something set up or you get in a role, you could do it down in your studio where you got that great background with the silk hanging and, you know, it just looks like a great place.
Actually, well, the background for that video was a mattress.
Oh, is it a mattress? Yeah, that's right.
I have a mattress propped against the wall and I can throw medicine balls against it.
And they come back to you.
And golf discs without destroying the wall.
Wow.
My son and daughter-in-law gave us a new memory phone for Christmas. They got for a great deal on Black Friday. So I put the old one downstairs till I was going to sell it. Then I went, hey, wait a minute. I know what I can do with this.
Right. I know what I can do with this, and I know the value of a used mattress. I'm going to keep it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. I love that, throwing a medicine ball. What kind of weight do you use on a medicine ball?
I've got a 4-pound and an 8-pound, depending on how I'm going. I use it as a conditioning thing after a lower body workout.
Yeah.
Upper body conditioning with that and the ropes.
Yeah, the heavy. I love the ropes like that. That's so nice. Yeah, there's one at this gym I do these circuit classes on sometimes. It's 6-pounder. And man, it's really nice, like with squats and coming up and throwing it up. Just, of course, body position's probably got to be real good for that to work. But yeah.
Power development. That's one of the things you lose fastest as you age. It's your power.
Power, yeah. I think swimming, does swimming help with that, you think? Because it's funny, I don't feel like I lose that. But I mean, just every stroke, I just throw my arms into the stroke as hard as I can.
Swimming was one of those skills I never really.
It wasn't your thing.
Real good at.
Yeah, me neither. 42, I got going.
Why can't I do this real well, easy, like everything else? Why is this hard?
Yeah. Well, good. All right. Hey, so does anything feel like a block in doing that little bit? I mean, of just creating those videos?
No, you know, like I said, if I, you know, shoot you an email with what I come up with for
please
copy, obviously, you know, that to me, that's going to be the, you know, hardest part is deciding what to write, you know, editing the video, putting the video together. That's, you know, it takes some time, but that's not, you know, I know how to do that.
Gotcha.
With that, it'd be more about writing the commercial.
Okay, no problem. Send it to me, and I'll if you put it on a Google Doc, do you ever use those?
Occasionally. I mean, I haven't started them myself, but I've been on others, and I would.
Okay, send it to me in email if you want. I'll put it on a Google Doc. I just like to be able to comment on it there and keep it alive so you can see it.
Yeah, I could do it on a Google Doc.
Yeah, that sounds perfect. Do that. So write out what you think. Send it to me. Make them fun. You know, just smile in the opening, smile at the end, and smile while you're doing the voiceover. Same mic. And then your camera was broadcasting. Oh, but that's the Facebook Lives. It only goes to 360p, but I'm sure you can do a HD on if you're not going live.
That's on my phone. I mean, I was just doing it with my phone.
Gotcha.
I had an external mic on it, but
it sounded good. The Facebook Live from phones only does 360p, which is just kind of a bummer, but
I'd probably use my video camera. I mean, I have a relatively decent video camera. It's when I set up it when I'm in the booth when I work with cruise ships.
And you know, the footage you can pretty much grab from your demo reel, but even just tighten it up so it's just like the boom, the boom, the boom, you know, and just showing those things. And if you have some out at fairs, if you're sending things to fairs,
I think it, for something like, you know, this, if I'm sending to Minnesota County Fairs, I figure part of the commercial could mention 37 years at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival, in which case, you know, B-roll is a clip of the big flaming finale of the Renaissance.
Right.
You know, something with a big crowd.
How could you not be at the Minnesota State Fair? You seem like you'd be on the flag of Minnesota.
Last year, after I finally did it, 2 days I did it through a local agency. Went great. I mean, huge crowd, 10 o'clock in the morning, standing, packed out, standing room, huge crowds. They have this beautiful new outdoor stage they built years ago. And went great. Not super high pay, but super easy. Just drive right in, park, you know, get to the state fair. It was great. And and they're not having me back this year. I did email the guy. I said, "Love, you know, come do it again." A local juggler, Sean Emery, now has been, is the state fair juggler, like for, you know, 25, kind of like me at the Renaissance, and does the entire run and has for that many forever. And then the other acts on the stage, they have one other act for the whole run and then a dance group. And then people come in for 2 days at a time.
Gotcha.
And, I mean, part of it is, I'm weekends during that I'm doing the Renaissance Festival. And, which frankly for a day pays a lot more than a day at the state fair.
Sure. And you know, it's funny, it may be your reputation there that even keeps people away from bringing you to the other fair. You know, I know that.
Yeah, and I don't know. Because, I mean, because what I had was a bunch of people who came because they knew me from the Renaissance.
Yep. Yeah, I'm sure. Now they must have been, oh, this is great. We don't have to wait till.
I was asked before I started, you know, who, and find out how many were there from that.
Oh, that's really neat. Yeah. So. Well, good. So, and let's just talk about something else here is, you know, beyond the fairs for this money challenge, are you willing just to take some risks and sign up for a dozen events? Because honestly, your stage footage that you have on your demo reel looks like you're at a corporate event.
Well, that would be the other thing is where, and that's the part that I'm not as, you know, I tried to do a little bit of looking on that yesterday too. Again, that's just one of those things I've, you know, like.
Okay, let's do this.
Sat down and really, you know, gone to ever since going through last year. But
look at this. Let's try this for fun. And then I like to go to images. Oh. Put 2018 so we don't get every old image in the world. Oh, and just put one in. I think it's what's showing me. Okay, here's some feedback that's helpful. Look at you at this thing, man. The Society for Nutrition, Education, and Behavior 2018 conference, optimizing impact, supporting food systems. You know, all these things will have some sort of a general opening session. And I think that's where you really need to lean into, Tui, is that, you know, you don't, you're not business as usual, because all these conferences are about changing their team in some way. That's what it boils down to. Click here to submit. So, Society for Nutrition, Education, Behavior. Let me stick this one in here, chat too. Let me put these Google results in here for you too. So a lot of these have passed. A lot of meetings like to happen in January and February in Minnesota for some reason, which is interesting. Let people see the snow.
Good time to be in indoors.
Yeah, it's a good time to be indoors.
Actually, I think it's
look,
the outdoors, but
find a couple of these, Tui, and make quick efforts to dig up who the person is who's in charge of this thing. Minnesota Public Health Association, 17 and 18. And just, oh, here you can kind of see. Pitch what you really want to do, which is the kickoff event. You know, I just either a kickoff or an after dinner show. And after dinner shows may be a little tough, you know, it's something they want to see more video on, but you know, a short 6-8 minute, just a quick opener when the whole group is there and they don't know what to expect at this beginning of this thing. That's the picture I would like to see you painting for these people. And these are a little different than what we talked about at first. Like 2018 conference. Oh, that's in Baltimore. Which, you know, isn't beyond the, this one's happening this week. Oh, the yoga conference. Wow. Was it 17? Did I say what it said?
I missed it.
I didn't catch it. It's not done well. It seems like they've closed down. Oh, no, there we go. No, this is a 2018. Yeah, so look through those Google results I sent to you there. Pop into a handful of these banners and see what's going on. And then find a couple. Let me know which ones you're going to make a video for. National Conference. What is this? DSI. I wonder what they are. Work Solutions.
Renaissance Festival.
Yeah, what comes to mind about your stuff with solutions, you know, just the way you operate. That's what you are. SME Annual Conference and Expo. Mining, metallurgy, and exploration.
What's that Minnesota Board on Aging?
Man, you should, you know, it's funny, a yoga conference, it's only a couple days away this weekend. I mean, it would just be interesting to see if you had any contact since it's in Minneapolis. I mean, who knows if you were just able to, you know, someone you knew either through LinkedIn or a connection, a friend of a friend, and just to be able to go open their, and I don't know what this is. They don't have a lot of information like a agenda or their session track or anything. The most comprehensive yoga conference in the nation. Oh, more details here. Let's see what they have. Yeah, here you go. This is your stuff. Oh, look, man, they got the yoga people with the oversized guitars. This is the real deal. Guy who can move like you at 55, you kidding me? So let's see, somehow on here there's a contact form or information. Yeah, this is just an email. But I mean, here's where I go from here. I go to Minneapolis Yoga Conference. I hit this up in LinkedIn. Nobody really. No one. Doesn't seem like they're Minneapolis Yoga Conference. They're not LinkedIn people, which makes sense. I'm not logged in. There we go. And then search here, see if anyone here is talking about this. Co-founder, here you go. Jessica Walters. Oh, Jessa Walters, yeah. Jessa Walters Yoga, let me just come back here. Yeah, here she is. Evolutionary astrologer. Boy, you're going to introduce yourself and she'll just know right away whether you're right or not. You won't even have to wait through a long funnel. So, you know, this person right here I jumped into, you know, it's only this weekend, but just say, hey, there's some wild idea. If you guys got 7 minutes at the top of this thing as a voiceover underneath that crazy ass video of yours, play with it, man. Get a no from this. That would be fantastic. Welcome to 10-11. Rise together in yoga, embracing, celebrating yoga. You know, and this one might not be a paid gig. It's, 4 days away, but boy, to get in at least in conversation with them. You know, and that's just an idea, man. But there's, you know, as you can see, there's no shortage of things that for you to do. It's just
also my wife's birthday on the 23rd.
What's that?
It's also my wife's birthday on the 23rd.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's fine. You know, 25th, a closing event or something. I don't know. Well, but
the rest of the weekend looks like.
Get in the conversations, man. Just start collecting some no's, but thanks for meeting us. And, you know, because then you have people to contact next year. All of this stuff is seeds for the future. Something like that. What's this thing? Wisconsin. The meeting in Minneapolis? Yeah.
meters.
That's just a one day shorty. Yeah. All right. That's a lot of stuff, man.
It is.
You got some links in your Facebook Messenger there. Go through those. Two people, two hotel conference managers, services managers, and two events.
Okay. And so, excuse me, like in doing the video for the, you know, to introduce yourself to the conference manager person. I mean, is that essentially the same video I'm sending out to someone else, but just with a little different intro? Or, you know, would be looking at different copy that's trying to speak specifically to them for the 30, 60 seconds?
You know, make that chunk in the middle as evergreen as you can so it can work for people putting on events, for convention service managers, and for blah, blah, blah. Who are the other people I told you to reach out to? See, I talk faster than I write. Two events, two convention service managers.
I mean, county, the fairs were the other one we were looking to make a thing
for. Oh, your fairs? Yeah, is that what you were looking for? Okay. Yeah, just two of each of those things. Make that center section generic enough, even if you spend 7 to 10 seconds on the opening. You know, have that. But then have that middle just going on, here's a quick pick at what I bring to events. You know, you can do the voiceover in the middle of that piece. Mainly you want them to see some of this wild stuff that happens, how you do it in every kind of venue, from outdoors to the, you know, high-end classy corporate events. You have a stage that looks really like it's a nice place. Love to talk to you. And then just come back on at the end. I'm going to call you, check the email for the time I'm going to call you, and put something together on paper and send it to me, and I'll be fine in writing. But let's get a handful of these out today. This page alone has probably, I don't know, 20 things you could pitch if you want to. All right, my man, I know that's an earful. I hope you're all right.
I'm all right. So tomorrow is video editing day if we don't start tonight.
Good. Get that script together and I'll try and take a peek at it here.
All right.
Shooting a few more today too. All right, Tui, I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, Barry.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye.